Riyamdat Zayin Amed Beis, two lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbona. Mevorchen Birchas Chasanim Ba'asore Kol Shive. We make Birchas Chasanim with a minyan Kol Shive or Shive Shimei HaMishte. Omar Rav Yehuda Vuhu Shebo Uponim Chadoshes. All seven broches are only made if it's bo ponim chadoshes. Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi in Taisus. Rashi says, "Bohu shebo al hamishte." So we would seem from Rashi that they have to come to the sude. They have to be by the sude. They have to eat by the sude. Ponim chadoshes. Bechol yoy shaloy hoyu shom esmel. They weren't here yesterday. The Meiri is medayik from the Loshon of Rashi, Amayra de Kechidish. Shaloy hoyu shom esmel. And that means, but 2 days ago they were here. That's also called ponim chadoshes. That means if they came the second day and the fifth day, so bishponim chadoshes for the fifth day. That's called ponim chadoshes. Amoyredike chiddush. That's called ponim chadoshes. Now let us see Taisvitz. Vuhu shebo ponim chadoshes, oimari, the ponim chadoshes ein koirei elo bimnei odom, Shemarbim bishvilom hasimcha yoisa. Now, the Ri seems to say that ponim chadoshes is only said not by any new face that comes. Marbim bishvilom hasimcha yoisa, that means it's a odom choshuv that comes. Later Taisus Aloshin, marbim bishimcha besude, you would prepare a more choshe besude, you marbim besimche bishvilam, that means choshe be people come, so that is a din uponim chadoshes. Now, the lomdis of ponim chadoshes, and it could be according to Rashi also, the Ran says a loshen, that the gather of ponim chadoshes is, the Ran says, dilididhu kitchilas nisuyin domi. That means when ponim chadoshes comes, it's like the beginning, we're starting over the chasen again. Dilididhu kitchilas nisuyin domi. That's the loshen Ran on Daf Gimel. So according to Taisvis, we can zicha understand it, that pshat is an odom choshuv comes, he wasn't mishtatef in the simcha till now, so it's kitchilas nisuin, so we're starting over the chasna replays itself. So according to Taisvis, the Indian of Birchas Chasanim was said by the Chasanim. And if Yeponim Chadoshes, Yeponim Chadoshes coming to the Suda, so the Chasne is replaying itself. We're starting, each night, each Mishta is a new Chasne. V'Shabes D'Choshvinen Ponim Chadoshes. The Omrinen Ba'agode Mizmer Shir LeYoyim HaShabbos Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ponim Chadoshes Bo LeKan Neymar Shire. So the Posik says that when Shabbos comes, one should say Shire for the Yoyim HaShabbos, Mizmer Shir LeYoyim HaShabbos. So the Medrash says Aponim Chadoshes came. There's a new guest, Shabbos came, Yom HaShabbos came. So if Shabbos is called Aponim Chadoshes, that we're mechuyev to say Ashir for the Yom HaShabbos that came, so Taisvis says, so it's Aponim Chadoshes L'Gabi Sheva Brochus also. And hosam nami malbin lekoved haShabbos besimcha ubesude. You're malbin besude lekoved Shabbos. That means a new guest came to the chasana, to be mishtatav of the chasana. Shabbos came. You're malbin besimcha and you're malbin besude. So then again, this is like tchilas nisuyin. I saw Rabbi Yankiv is Moira, the Tur brings down, Yontev is also the same, that has a din upon him chadoshes. The Goin says, kosh yamabim besude. Rabbi Yankiv is Moira, Taisvis said, that alone is not the criteria. You need ponim chadoshes. You need, Shabbos is called upon him chadoshes. Mizmo shila yoima Shabbos. So the Medrash says, Ponim Chadoshes Bol Lekandah. For Loshna Medrash, Shabbos is called Aponim Chadoshes. We don't have a Medrash that Yontev is called Aponim Chadoshes. Yemabim Besude, Yemabim Besimche. But who says this is called that Aponim Chadoshes came to be Mishtatev in the Sude? Agavucha de Meiri brings down others wanting to be Medame Yontev to Shabbos. And then others say it's no dimin. Could be Alts Rab Yankim Svore. That you need ponim chadoshes. Shabbos is called aponim chadoshes. Al koponim. We have over here that birchas chasanim is said only when there's ponim chadoshes. May mevorech. Now, what are the broches that are made? Omar, what are the birchas chasanim? Omar Rav Yehuda, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shakil Bor Lechvoidai, B'yoytzer Ha'odom, V'sheyotzar Es Ha'odom B'tzalmoy B'tzelem D'mustav Nisoy, B'hiskin Loi Mimenu Binyin Adayad, Baruch Ato Hashem, Yoytzer Ha'odom. So istosis v'sogel akora b'kibbutz ponel l'soicha b'simcha boruch ato Hashem v'sameach tziyoin b'boneho sameach t'samachem ahuvim k'sameach ha'cho yitzilcho b'gan eidin mikedem boruch ato Hashem v'sameach choson v'chala boruch ato Hashem alokeinu melochilom shebor ososim v'simcha choson v'chala He lorina ditza chedva ava v'yachmi v'shalom v'reyus meire shem alekenu yishoma bar Yehuda b'chutzei shiru shaloyim keil sosin v'keil simcho keil chosin v'keil kalo keil mitzalois chasanim mechuposim enormi mishne nigidosom boruch ato Hashem mesameya choson im hakalo. Now we'll see Rashi soon on the Perish Pshat on these broches. I'd like to learn a little further and then we'll come back. Levi ikla lebei Rabbi behilulei de Rab Shimon Berei. Levi came to the Sheva Broches of Rab Shimon Borich Chomesh. He made five broches. That means he skipped Yoytzer Ha'odom. He did not say Yoytzer Ha'odom. Rav Asi ikla lebei Rav Ashi behilulei demar berei boruch shis. He made six broches. Yaitze ha'odom. That means we're excluding the Boir Priya Gofen, which is the seventh broche. But al koponim, we have here amachloikis. Are there two broches made? Yaitze ha'odom and asher yotzar es ha'odom? Or just Asher Yotzar Es Ha'odom. So we have here a machlekes ameroim. Now what is the machlekes? So the Gemara wants to say, Leime boho kemiflegi. The mar soval chode yitzire havoi. Levi holds there was one yitzire. Umar soval shtei yitzireis havoi. And Rav Asi holds there were two yitziras. Now let us see Rashi on this nekuda. Rashi is the second line from when the lines start getting wide. Borich Chomesh. Shahakel on the bottom. Borich Chomesh. Shahakel. Va'asher Yotzar. V'soistosis. Sameach Tesameach Asher Bo. So these were the five brachas he said, and he excluded Yoitzer Ha'odom. Baruch Shis, Yoitzer Ha'odom Oisev, he said Yoitzer Ha'odom also. So the Gemara wants to explain what is the Machloikis. The Machloikis is if there was one Yetzirah or there were two Yetzirahs. Levi holds Chode Yetzirah Havoi. Keman the Omar Be'erivin, Vayiven es Hatzeilo Parzov. That there was already Betchilas Habriye Shtei Parzufim. Shemetrilas Briyosoi Nivro Shnei Parzufim Zocher Milofonov Unekeve Meocher. So Bishas the Briye, there was already a Zocher Unekeve. Vayiven es Hatzeilo was what did the Rabbeinu Shalom do? He didn't create the Nekeve. The Nekeve was here already. He just separated Nekeve from the Zohar. So how many Yetziris were there? There was one Yetzira. There was a Yetzira of a Zohar and a Nekeve. Shtei Yetziris. Kemanda Omar Zonofoyo. This goes according to Bandi Omar that Adam Rishon was created with a zonot. Umimenu nivrei so isha. And from the zonot, the isha was created. Perei kan shtei yitziris. So there were two yitziris. So let us try to explain the Gemara. If we hold shtei yitziris avoy, so first, Adam HaRishon was created with a zonot, so we make a brocha Yoitzer HaOdom. That was the creation of Adam HaRishon with a zonot. Later, there was another Yetzire. The zonot was created into a Isha. That's Asha Yotza HaOdom B'Tzalmai V'Hiskin Loi Mimenu Binyan Adayat. That's a second Yetzire. Making from a zonov an isha. If we hold that chode yetzira havoi, that there was only one yetzira, so there's no reason to say twice two broches. There was one yetzira. Asher yotzer es ha'odom b'tzalmoi, that is speaking about the yetzire of Odom b'shlei musoi. That means it was zocher nekeve bo. That was the yetzire of Odom HaRishon. And then, v'hiskin loy, then there was a tikkun. The tikkun was that the nekeve became nifrat from the zocher. So only one bracha. You don't have to say Yoitzer HaOdom. Asher Yotzer HaOdom B'Tzalmoi is speaking about the Yetzira of Odom, which was a Zohar Nekeve. And then later we speak about the Tikkun that the Rabbeinu Shloim did that separated Chave from Odom. Now, let us go further. So the Gemara says, Dekula alme chode yetzira havoi. It could be Sai Levin, Sai Ravasi hold that there was one yetzira. That means that Odom HaRishon Pishas Yetzirosi was a Zohar Nekeve. Mar Sover Bosor Mar Shover Ozlinen. Mar Sover Bosor Maisa Ozlinen. Ki ho de Rav Yehuda Rami ksi vayivra lekim es Odom b'tzalmoi. And the Pasa continues, Boro oisoi. Uchsiv zocha nekeve bor om. O keitzad betchilo olo b'machshova livro ishnayim. Lebesoif nivro echot. Now let us see Rashi. We'll try to elaborate a little. Rashi says, Bosa Marshova's linen, Sheshnayim Olu Bamarshova Lehiboritz. Nivra echad be'eirevin be'perek oisen pasen. So l'chayra Rashi means as follows. Could be both of them hold that Odom Harishin b'shas yitzirosi was a zocher nekeve. And that is the, and he was created one. He was a yochid. It says in the Gemara brings down in Erev and Aposik, Vayitzar es ha'odom, that the two yudin, there were two yitziris in the one odom, a zocher and a nekeve. But there was one odom. B'shas yitzira, there was one odom. So, and that's the posik, Bora Oisai. There was one Adam. Who was a Zachar Nekeve? So he make a broche Yaitzer HaAdam. Now, the man, the Omer that says we make two broches, he holds Bosa Machshava's linen. That means the Machshava was Zachar Nekeve Borom. There was a Machshava that they should be created separately. Borom, Aloshen Rabin, there should be two. A zocher and a nekeve, not one bara isai. So, if we, that was a machshava, how the bria should be, how the yitzira should be. It never came about, but that was the machshava, how the bria should be. So, memele, we make a second bracha. We make asher yotzar esa odom betzalmoi, vehiski loy mimenu binyin adayat. So here we're speaking about the machshove. The machshove was that there should be two. There should be a zocher and a nekeve. And let us just explain what is pshat this, that was a machshove to make two, and b'shas maise, they were created one, the zocher and nekeve. The Teres Chaim and Erevin, the Ravit and Sefer Balei Nefesh, say Amir de Kabir, they say that Bemison we find that there is a tremendous difference between the Zohar and the Keve of all the Nivroim and the Zohar and the Keve of Ish V'Isha. The Zohar and the Keve of all the Nivroim, there is no Achdus between them. There's not pshat that a horse has a wife. Pshat is, this is a zocha, this is a nekeve, the zocha is marbiya, this nekeve, this nekeve, but there's no achdus between them. And the reason for this is that because they were created individually and separately. Masha Enkein, the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that Ken Yazav Yishasov Yivim Yivadovak B'Yishtei V'Oyu L'Bosarecha. The Rebbein Shlanted that the Zohar and the Nekeve should be Mizdavik V'Oyu L'Bosarecha. So in order that this should be able to come about, the Rebbein Shlom made that B'Shas the Bria, they were one goof. So that was the Yetzirah B'Poyel. L'Maisa, they were created one. Later, the Rebbein Shalom separated them. That's not a new Yetzire. The Rebbein Shalom separated them that they should be two. But since B'Tchilas Sharoshim, they were one, so therefore it is possible that even when they're two, it's possible it should be Dovak V'Dovak B'Ishtei V'Hoyu L'Boso Echot. This is Shitas Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Chode yitzire havoi. So Rashi said pshat chode yitzire havoi means if they were created as zocher nekeve, it was one yitzire, and shtei yitzires means that in zman first there was a yitzire of a zonov and then there was a yitzire of a nisha. Tosfos says punfakel. So chloim bedahainu keman da omar parts of echot. Chod Yetzirah Avoy means that one part of was created. And Shtei Yetzirah means, Pumfakert, that a Zocher and a Nekeva were created.
According to Tosfos, there were no two Yetziras in the Bria, one after the other. There was only one Yetzira, Bishas Bria's Adam. Chod Yetzira means he was created with one Parzef. That was the Yetzira's Adam. Shtei Yetziras means that the Adam was created with two Parzef, Azocha Nekev. And how do you know that this is Pshat in the Gemara? I mean, the Kama Basahochi, the Kula Alma Chodi Yetzira Avoy, everyone holds there was one Yetzira. Emar Sava Basamach Shavaz Linen, Bereish Perik Sheini De Erevin, Mashme Behedye, the Laman De Omar Parts of Echot Have, Olam Mashavali Borishnai, Ava Laman De Omar Hosam Shnei Parts of Mesvirle Hochi, Kach Perish Ashbam. The Gemara and Erevin has a problem. What is Pshat Zoch and the Keva Borom if you hold that they were created one Parzif? Nitzah Zoch and the Keva Borom. So the Gemara says, B'machshavet was that they should be two, and B'lamaisa, two, Azocha and the Nekeva, or B'lamaisa, they were created one. They created a Zocha with a Zonov. But if you hold that they were created two, they were Shnei Patsufim. The Bechlau, there's no problem of Zocha Nekeva Borom for Kert. That's how they were created. They were created as Zocha and the Nekeva. So the whole Gemara that says you go Bosa Machshove is going according to the man, the Omer, that holds that Patsuf Echot. So he has a problem of Zocha Nekeva Borom. So you have to say, but Machshove it was to create a Zocha Nekeva. But the Tchilas Yetzira was Azonov. Now, according to Tosfos, let us try to explain our Gemara. The Machloikis, first the Gemara wanted to say that Levi that made five broches holds Chodi Yetzira Havoi, means that there was one Parzif. And Rav Asi, who made two broches, he holds Shtei Yetziras Avoy. There were two Parzufim. So we have to understand, Memes in the Ritven Erevin asks this kasha. He asks, the Afogav de Betchiloson Hoyo Beis Yetziras, even though in the beginning there were two Yetziras, Abakivin Shebiyachad Nivru, Ubitzir echot ein loyme ella broche achas, but it was one yitzire of a zocha nekeve. So what is pshat in two broches, according to Tosfos? Perhaps we could answer as follows. According to the man de Yomar that holds yitzire achas, there was one yitzire. So the posik, so the broche tells us as follows. Then you just need one broche. Asher yotza sa'odom betzalma. There was a yetzira of an odom with a zonov. Then that was one yetzira. Then later v'hiskin loymi mena binyinad, and Rabbi Nishon made a tikkun from this odom. He made a ishe. That's not called a new yetzira. That's called a tikkun on the yetzira rishayin. But if you hold there were two Yetziras, we had mentioned before the Gemara and Erevin says Pshat in the Posik Vayitzar Esa Odom. It says two Yudin, because there were two Yetziras in the Odom. There was a Zocha and a Nekeva. So Be'emesin, the person, the Nivro, who had two parts of him, was a Odom. But there were two Yetziras in the Odom. There was a Zocha and a Keva. So it could be, that is Pshat in the two broches. Pshat in the two broches is, that first we say, Yoitzer Ha'odom. There was one Nivro, Ha'odom. In the second broche, this has nothing to do with the Zivug. In the second broche is telling us, this Odom, there were two Yetziris. Ashi Yotzer Ha'odom, the Talmoy. Here we are explaining how the Yetzirah of the previous Adam was. So that there was a Zocha and an Ikeva in the previous Odom. In this Odom. So Memele, it's, we can understand, the second Broch is explaining the Proteus how the Yetziris HaOdom was. Now the Gemara says, no, it could be everyone holds Chodi Yetzirah. There was a Zonov. So it's only, B'chlau there wasn't a Yetzirah of two Nivroim. But the Machshave was that there should be Yetzirah of two Nivroim. So that's the second Broche. The Metzius was Yetzer HaOdom. There was an Odom with a Zonov. But the Machshava was that there should be a Odom with an Azocha, with an Ekeve, Nifrad. That was the Machshava Rishayne. Let us see the Rashi in the beginning of the Sugya. Zogt Rashi, mein Mavorich Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Nira Beinai, Seid der Broche, Shenisteru al Iskei Azivug, Eine Ela Masha Yotza Bilach, Shoisa Broche, Maschela Sadaba Bishnei. This Broche speaks about both of them. Asha Yotza Sa'odam Adaba Bizocha, Biskalai Mimene Binin Ad, Iyane Kaiva. Soistosis, the Broche of Soistosis Lefi, Shonu Tzrichim Lahali, Zichen Yerushalayim Al Roishim Chosainu. So we started speaking about the zug. So we have to first mention about Yerushalayim. Natzilan Yerushalayim. So istosis v'sogil al-kor. Sameach t'samach brocha l'chosem v'kal. We sang the Rabbeinu Shalom should be mesameach. Sameach t'samach l'chosem v'kal. She yatzlichu b'simcha v'tuv leit. Exactly what this means, Yatzlichu b'simche v'tuv leiv, I don't know. Atzloche v'tzimche v'tuv leiv. Later Rashi says a little, a different lashon. Mashabora l'shem kol Yisrael. Now we're not speaking b'protius on the zivug, we're speaking on klal Yisrael. B'derech klal, Rabbi Yisrael created tzosem v'simche chosem v'kala. L'fisha seida mascha masha yotza. Since the Seder, the set of Broches, starts with Masha Yotza, Fikach Posach Bo Mi Boruch. So it starts with a Boruch V'chosn Bo Mi Boruch. Yidach Kol Roshei Sidrei Broches. All Roshei Sidrei Broches start with a Boruch and end with a Boruch. That's the beginning of a Seder. So Yistosis V'Sameich T'Samach, Neishem Broche Hasmuche L'Chavote, Roi Posach Bo Mi Boruch. Shekein tiknu l'chol ha-broche shesmuches achar ha-rishayna ala seida. If you have a set of broches, so the smuches do not need a psiche. V'asher boro. Ay, asher boro is also a smucha. Neshi nemro yechidis beroid yemei ha-mishte. Asher boro is said most of the times alone. We don't say the other brochas together with Asher Bora. Ksha'ein sham ponim chadoshes. Lefikoch, einon min hasmuche. So this broche is said not all the time as a set. If this ponim chadoshes in a minyan, then it's said as a set of sheva broches. If there are no ponim chadoshes, even Laloch, even there's only three people, and we have a Mishter, it's not the Poshet Bnei Bayis, it's someone else is here also, but not upon him Chadoshes. So we make the Brocha Asher Boro. So then this Asher Boro is not a chelek of a set of seven Broches. So therefore, it is Peseach Beboruch. And it ends with a Boruch also. I think the reason why it ends with a Boruch, because there's two inyonim in the Broche. is the Haido, Ashebor, Asasim, Asimcha, Chosim, Vekala. And then there is also a Tfila, Meheira, Yishama, Shamalakene, Bore, Yehuda. Now, Avu Shakil, Bore, Lechvoidoi, Einamina Seida. This is not a chelik of the Seida. Of the Birchas HaZivuk, Elo Lasife Soma Nesofim. This is a broche on the people who come to the Chasana. And Nesofim Sham Ligmol Chesed Zeichel Lachazdei Hamokim. They're emulating the Chasodim of the Rebbeinu Shloilom. She Noag Im Odon Harishin. She Nasa Loi Sheshovim. But it's not Nisasek Boi. So the Rebbeinu Shloilom was Misasek in the Chasana of Odon V'chaveh. And we are misasik in this chasana. Vasifa zu. So when people come together to duplicate Maisa Kodesh Bohu, Kvoid Amokimi, this is Kvoid Amokim. Broche zu lekach niskino. And that's the purpose of this broche. Shahakil Boru lechvoid. Really, we should make the broch as soon as the people come together. Before the chuppah, since we're making other broches al hakoyis, so they wanted that this broch should also be said al hakoyis. Where do we find such an inyan? Meitzoi Shabbos, there's an inyan to make Havdolah ala kois. So Bichas Havdolah is Boch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chayil. But there's no need to, the Broche, Boire Me'ore Yeish, has nothing to do with Havdolah. Boire Me'ore Yeish was said because Adam Orishin was Meitzoi Shabbos, was pitch black, and Adam Orishin through friction created a fire. So since the fire was created Meitzoi Shabbos, so therefore we make this brocha boirim yere yeish. Psalmim we take because of the Shami Yisera that leaves us. So these two in Yonim, Bemison, have no shaykhis at all with the Birchas Havdolah. Afal Pikein, Domrino, it says in Yerushalmi, Rebbe Mefazron v'choyza v'soydron alakoyz. V'ritis aloshen would seem that Rebbe said these broches twice. When he saw an eish, he said b'yirim yereyesh. When he smelled psalmim, he said b'yirim yereyesh. And later he was tzirik mesada them alakoyz. V'rabchiyye mechanson oyu v'yesham koyz. Rabchiyye Lechatchila did not say that these broches twice. He's Lechatchila, he was said these broches alakoi. Since there is a koi, so he made sure that when he says Havdolah, there should be psalmim and an eish there. So therefore, we do like Chabchia. We say the broche of Ashakel Boruch Voide, which really has nothing to do with the Zivug, but we say it alakais together with the other broches. Lefi she'eino mishar seder habroches. It's not from the seder habroches. V'kulay da'aches lechos mebo v'broches. It's not chsime. Midin ave birchus peres v'mitzvahs. That's Ashakel Boruch Voide. V'chein birchus yoytzer ha'odom. Shetiknu liyitzira rishayne. Yitzir Adam is going liyitzira rishayne. Shel Adam arishin kidalakama. I laman doma beis yitzira saboi. So memela the first yitzira according to Rashi was with Azonov. I laman dioma beis yitzira is olu b'machshove. That the Beis Yetziris Olu B'Machshove, that means the Yetzira Rishoyne was the Zochan Akeve, they were one, and Beis Yetziris Olu B'Machshove, that they should be two. Barom, So that is Pshat in the second bracha that speaks about the Yetzira Shniyah or the Machshove, how the Yetzira should have been. The first bracha has nothing to do with the Zivug. Mikomo kemeinu misay de bichas ha-Zivug. The Yetzira Rishoy nakati nakei v'loy avoy. Loy mi boy, according to the man of Yomo Zazonam, the Zicha wasn't in a cave, and a filu, according to the man of Yomo, that there was Zoch in the cave of Borom, but then it wasn't, but they were one then. And the cave of Bifnei Atzmai, there was a machshava that there should be in a cave of Bifnei Atzmai. But in the cave of Bifnei Atzmai was not created by the Yetzirah Rishayna. Vim Taim Alom Mehibo. So why do we say this bracha? So Rashi answers, "Mitoich shana mevolchem al yitzira shniye, tiknu af al rishayne sheike utchilosa." So we don't start from the second floor. So since we're going to speak about the yitzira shniye, so we're magdim the yitzira rishayne. V'hiskin loy mimenu migufay mitzaloisa binyan aveyat binyan noyeg ledeiros. V'chavei kori lo binyin, al shem v'yivin es ha-tzeilo. Akoro Yerushalayim. Reyim ha-ahuvim, achosen v'kala shein reyim ha-oyhavim ze-ezeh. These are reyim which are oyiv ze-ezeh. I once saw a Mordeke word from the Mayor Bergman Schlitt and Shari Eure. He wants to say that the Taitcha Vareya is a friend. We find by Yehuda, he had a Reya. And he explains that the gather of a Reya is that even though one sees a Chesoren in the other friend, he's not upgefragt. That is the Taichareya. He respects him for what he is, realizing that he's a boss of a dom and can make mistakes. So the Chosn Vekala should be Reyim Zeloze. Also they should be Ahuvim Zeloze. Now Rashi says Ahuvim is Oyevim. He says the avodah should be that each one should be ohuv to the other one. An oyev, let's say a person likes fish, doesn't really mean he likes the fish. He wants to devour the fish. He likes himself. The nitzchiyus of a zivug is not by oyavim, no, but it's by ahuvim. If each one will try the utmost to be ohuv to the other one, to be noisechein be'enei chaveiroi, then that's the insurance of a zivug shel kayomet. Kisameichach ho yitzircha. So we're asking the Rabbeinu Shlom, sameach to samach, you should be mesameach these reyem ahuvim. Just like kisamechecha yitzircha, just like you were mesameach, chemeshe samachtas odom harishin, you were mesameach odom harishin. Vegan eidem mikedem, v'chsi vayita gan ba'eidem mikedem, v'yosem shom. Mesameach choson v'chala, u'ba'achroine mesameach choson imakala. So what is the difference between these two brochas? Lofi, shesimches brocha rishoyne, loy besimches chasne ono oimrim. We're not speaking about the simcha of chasane. Shrei tfilu shemispalem amavolchem. Sheyusmeichem batzloche kol yemeim. Lefikach en lachtem bo mesameach chosan imakal. Demash meish beishtoi. Chosan with the kalish is besameach with her. Ela boruch Hashem mesameach eshneyem lo oilom. So here, this lashon I understand much better, that we're speaking about, that Rashi says, tefillah shemispalam avochem shiyismeichem bahatzloche kol yemeim. L'cheira means they should have atzloche kol yemeim, they should have sipik mezoynis, they should have chol tuv, and they should be happy with it. The lashon of Rashi before, as I mentioned, it only says shiyatzlichu besimcha v'toyv leiv. I really don't understand what that means. Ubachoyne, the last broche, shvach, shemishabech la'kodesh baruch hu, shaboro chasnes divok ish be'ish ha'idei simcha v'chetva. The Rabbeinu Shalom created that there's such an inyan of chasne divok ish be'ish ha'idei simcha v'chetva. It says v'dovak be'ishtoi. What is the glue that brings together these two, the chasne and kale? The Rabbeinu Shalom created dibok ish be'ish ha'idei simcha v'chetva. The simcha v'chetva of the Shivas Yimei Hamishta, that is medavik, the chosn with the kala. Lefichach, yesh lachtoim, mesameach chosn ime kala. Shuloshen simchas ish beisha. That is lechayre the reason that the whole mitzvah is igir de ve'elulei mili, Rashi says lesameach asachosn. The Indian to be mesameach, the chosn and kala is, that brings about the vidovak bishte b'hoyu l'bosa echad. They should be one. I once thought the Reish Yosef brings down from the Rekanti in Hilchus Lulav that he once had an Eirach that came to him, and that night he had a Cholim. V'shas the Cholim, he saw his Eirach was writing the Shem Havaya Yud Kevav, and then he made a space and he wrote the Hei Achoinev. And in the Cholam, he asked his Eirich, why are you writing the Shem Havaya like that? He answered him, Kach noigim bim kaimenu, and he didn't understand Pshat in the Cholam. When he woke up, he didn't understand, but the next day, it was Yom Tov Sukkis, so he noticed his Eirich was holding three minim in one hand, the esrig in the other hand, and the esrig was nifrad from the three minim, so he realized that that's pshat in the cholim. The dalad minim amaram is on the oishe shimcha am yucha tikov echad alachad bohoyu lachodim. And then he shot, and he saw his oirich is not nizar in this, so he's mafred the hei achreine from the first gimel oishias. Chazal tell us, ish be'ishe is shchina shchuyah b'neihem. It's bekannt, the yud and the ish, the hey and the isha, the vovke of the ksube. The shem avaye is shoyre on the ish ve'ishe. Noki yil a base shone, the safe tavis, yutke vovke. We build a base Hashem. In order that the shame havaya should be ba'achtus aleihem, they have to be also ba'hoyu lebosa echot. They also have to be one. If lamata they're one, then lamaila is also hashos hashchina b'neihem. So we need the dibuk ish beisha, and this dibuk is made by the simcha bechedve. Zaktais v'shaka bo lechvoide v'yetzer adam, peisachas beboruch. Why the shaka bo lechvoide start with a boruch? Why doesn't the boyer priya go from pateret? Afa pi shekolachas mucha lechabate. But even the ktsore sein, by pegofnes ktsore, shaka bo lechvoide is a ktsore, lo yhoye pesach beboruch, in yehakel brocha achas. would look like one big bracha. So by a bracha k'tzara, you cannot have the klal. You have to start with a psiche. Each bracha. V'chein ashayotza. Im lo yhoya peiseach beboruch. If ashayotza would not be peiseach beboruch, hoya nire shahoysa mascheles miboruch yoytzer ha'odom ashayotza. So therefore, ashayotza is to start with a psiche. Abol soistosi shiache bracha ach uruche. Ein tzach leftoyach beboruch. This you don't have to start with a boruch. Vasher bore, Pesaches beboruch, v'im Rashi said, lefish meboruch an oise befnei atzma, k'shem ponam chadoshes, lepirsh bekuntres. Please turn over to the other side.
Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish, Rabbeinu Chananel says, why is Yoitzer ho'odom Pesachas beboruch? Why is in the smucha lechavote? Others didn't say it. Levi didn't say it. So therefore, Ravasi that said it was Peseach Beboruch. I think we have to understand the Rabbeinu Chananel. L'chei the Rabbeinu Chananel is very schwer. The Rabbeinu Chananel is saying that Ravasi did not say a Boruch because Levi didn't say it. No, Levi didn't say it, so he didn't say it. Ravasi held, you do say it. So if you do say it, so it's part of the set, it's part of the Sheva Brochas. So why isn't it Somuch Lechavote, and why does it need a Psiche? I think Pshat Rabbi Mechananel is that if Levi held it's not necessary to say, so Afilu Ravasi did say it. It's not pshat is that this is an essential chelik of the Sheva Brochas. You could say it. Ravasi said it. But since it's not an intricate and an essential chelik of the Sheva Brochas, you cannot say it's a brochas mucha lechavote. V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the perkame de brochas, Gabi Birches HaToyre Garsinan, Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Bohochi, Vaharivno. Now, Rabbi Yochanan finished the first broche, Lasik Bedivre Toyre, Vaharivno. He ended the broche by saying Vaharivno. The broche Achasi, it's one broche. So he ended, not Lasik Bedivre Toyre as one broche, Harivno as a second broche. It's one big broch, and this is the end of the broch, and there's a vov achibu, v'harivno. The broch achasi, the havishtei broches, if it would be two broches, hayutzorch liftoyach beboch, then it should have started with a boch. Avo gav the smucha lechavote, kivin sh'oise sh'lefonel hiktzor, Tosis just said a yesod, that if the first broch is a broch k'tzor, so automatically the second broch has to start with a boruch. So why does harivno not start with a boruch? So we have to say it, because it's not a new broch, it's a sim of the first broch. Obosorochi garsina later with Geras in the Gemara, that you say two broches. You say lasik divisoir and ashebroch obonu. Obosorochi garsina and hilkach nemrinu litarvayu. We say both broches, lasik nashebocha, vlegasine lekulo, all broches. Then can have a mashme, the sholish broches same. And it's not true, there's not three broches, there's only two broches according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Let us go further. Look to Gemara weiter. Rav Ashi ikla lebei Rav Kahane. Rav Ashi came to Rav Kahane, Yoy Mekame, Borich Kulu. The first day, he said all seven broches. Mikan ve'elech, i'ike ponem chadoshes, Borich Kulu. If ponem chadoshes came, he made all seven broches. Ve'iloi, and if ponem chadoshes did not come, Afushi simcha ba'almahu. So it's only, it's not, we mentioned that the gedda of ponim chadoshes is like the tchilas hachasana, we replaying the chasana. If there's no ponim chadoshes, so it's a continuation of the chasana, not a new chasana. It's afushi simcha, we're marbe simcha. So, so therefore, if it's not considered like a new chasana, we just make shasimcha b'moynei by the tchilas hazimon in ashabor. Mishiva va'at shloishim, after the shiva shimei hamishte, till shloishim, and the chosin invites guests to come, Bein omel umach masilulo. Sai said you should come because of the chasna. Bein loy omel umach masilulo. Mevorech shasimcha b'moina. She makes the brocha shasimcha b'moina. Mikan ve'elech. After 30 days, I omel umach masilulo. If he says, come. It's after 30 days, but it's the shana rishayne. B'simachas ishtoi. He says, come. For this is for the simchitz where shana reshayne next. So if he says machmasilula mevorsha simcha b'moyne the whole 12 months, v'loy v'chiyomle machmasilula ad emes, that means after the 30 days the Gemara said you still say shasimcha b'moyne ad emes. Omar Rav Papai mishmei derove atreisa yarchi shat. The till 12 months, you say, Shasimcha b'moine. Umi'ikore me'emas, when do you start saying Shasimcha b'moine? Omar apopi mechiromi sari be'isnese. When you put the so'irim, the barley, in the isnese. Now let us see Rashi. Bein mavor shasimcha b'moinai, b'tchilas hazimon. Bein omal en likruim, Tzai told the guest, machmas hilula karosi lochem, haloim lesuda. I invited you because of this chasana. Mikore koidem achupe, im hizmin kruim, v'omalem, machmas ani roitze lahachnis b'ni lachupe, I want to be machnes my son lechupe. Me emes I hava hascholas simchas chupe levorich shasimcha b'moinai. Mechiromi sari ba'asinte. So Rashi says tupshotem. Yesh shoirim soirim ba'arevas mayim. Others soak barley in arevas mayim lahat v'sheichel etzeichu, but they're going to make from these seirim eventually beer. V'yesh oimrim l'shem achosn v'kala zeirim seirim ba'otzitz. They plant seirim, which grow very quickly. Loi mepru urevu v'tzimchu ki seirim halolu. So, Dachsar Meir, Shteita Amoira de Kechidish. Sha Simcha Bim Oinoi is we are speaking about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that is a Simcha. Moin is one of the Rikiyim, the fifth Rikiyim. Sha Simcha Bim Oinoi, the Simcha is in Moin already. The Simcha of the Chasn is in Moin. So when does the Simcha start? If by us, Lamato, we started the preparations for the chasne, is Lamailo, there's a simcha b'moin already. That is according, that's what Rapapa said. That's what Rapapa said. Eini, v'rapapa, i'asik la'abe ma'abre yuborch mishas eiresin, Rapapa himself, made Jasimcha b'moini after Eresin. The Gemara Shani Rapopa Dava Triach Lei. Rapopa, everything was prepared already. So after the Eresin, he was already able to say Hasimcha b'moini. That means the chuppah is already Bekoyach Boila, there's nothing that's missing. So Mamele Lamaila there's a simcha b'moinai. What does Rashi say? So right after the Eris, and he made a simcha b'moinai b'every sude. Ravine Yasikle Lebrei Bei Rav Chaviva. Ravine was Meshadach his son by Rav Chaviva. Uborch Meshach Eris. Oma Kimli Begavai Lehodribu. I'm sure they won't have Charote. Laistaye Milse. So they started saying Shasimcha B'moinai. Laistaye Milse. It wasn't Matzliach. Behodribu. So Rashi says Pshat. Yasim Blei Shidduch Laishe. Uborich Meshach Eris and Shasimcha B'moinai. Behodribu Leinosnu Loihe Isha. Amer de Kizach. It was after Erison already. The Ritva wants to say, not after Erison, they zichel got married, but the Shal of Hodribu is they got married at the time they were Keveya, or was pushed off. That's what the Ritva says, Pshat. After Chliva Bama Rove Ikla Lebovel, Boruch Shisach Arichte, he made six long brochas, not the way our brochas are without a psich. Lasilchese Kevose, Rab Chavive Ikla Lebei Mohule, he went to a bris, Boruch Shasimcha b'moinai, Lasilchese Kebose, Mishum Detridi, this Leitzaro Leinuke. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Odribu Leinosnu Leisha, Shist Arichte, Aisiv Dvorm, Al Shahakel, Val Birchas Yitzir Rishoine, Bechosa Memeboch, he made Chsimes, which we only make a psiche. Lasilchese Kebose, the Barash Telel, we only have a psiche. Bei Mehule, Lesudas Mila.